Engineers are giving the state a C grade overall. That's an improvement over 2012's C minus. The rating comes from the Florida section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. The group analyzed a number of categories, including drinking water, energy, and transit. The state's aviation, bridges, and ports get the highest ratings, all in the B range. But coastal areas, school facilities, and stormwater management need improvements. They all land in the D range. The group's president, Jose Acosta, says the report can help policymakers prioritize the state's needs.
Really, it's about creating a dialogue as far as what our needs are proactively.
The engineers are calling for increased investment at the state and local level to prepare for a growing population, rising sea levels, and tropical storms.
Because of population growth and the various needs throughout our state, you know, from the Keys, Miami, all the way up to Pensacola and Tallahassee and Jacksonville, that we need to have a stronger commitment to funding our infrastructure and having the collaboration and coordination needed to get there.
According to a separate analysis by the group, infrastructure inefficiencies cost American households $3,400 each year. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.